The answer is increased beta-hydroxybutyrate, increased serum osmolality, decreased serum sodium, increased anion gap. So in DKA, you're going to have increased ketone bodies, ketoacidosis, that's beta-hydroxybutyrate. We have increased serum osmolality because of increased plasma glucose generating an osmotic pull. We have decreased serum sodium. This is a dilutional hyponatremia because the high serum osmolality functions to retain plasma volume. And the increased anion gap is simply from our DKA. This is one of the mud piles diagnoses. It's the D in mud piles. And anion gap is calculated by adding serum bicarbonate and chloride, taking that number and subtracting it from sodium. And we should have 13 or greater. Okay, so this is DKA, high yield points for USMLE here. That's it.